This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Chicago's very own
720 WGN.
This is a time of year where you hear a lot about real-life heroes. Going to introduce you to a couple of them in just a second. People are jumping all over this television question. You know, is there anything worth watching on regular TV? I forgot about this. It's a funny show. Life in Pieces with James Brolin.
Oh, yeah.
That's at 3 10-minute mini shows and every 30 minutes of funny.
Do you like Kevin Can Wait?
Or is it four? I think there's four. Is there four? There might be four. Kevin Can Wait? No. It's not funny.
I liked when Leah Remini came back because I think that I do like their chemistry together, but I don't know if it's working right now.
Yeah. The same thing with the Matt LeBlanc thing that follows it.
Yeah.
You know, with Kevin Nealon. Somebody's saying The Middle was the best show on TV. I literally never saw an episode. NCIS, which has been on for 114 years now. Joe, you still like NCIS? Joe, you're nodding your head. You're an NCIS guy?
No, I just know that it has been on for 114 years. Okay. Looking forward to 115.
Do you ever watch any regular TV, Joe?
No, just sports.
Joe's in for Jake. You just watch sports?
Yeah, no regularly scheduled
programming. Could explain why you're single.
Good point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This Is Us, a lot of positives for This Is Us, The Good Doctor. The doctor kid that's autistic, right?
I love that show. I forgot about that one.
That's not Marcia Gay Harden, is it?
No. It's super
good. She's in a different doctor movie.
Yeah, it is really good. I mean, the kid, he's going to get an award, I'm sure. He's going to get an Emmy this year.
And you see, he's Brit or an Aussie or something?
I don't know, is he?
He's not from here. Trump's trying to kick him out. Big Bang Theory.
I still like Big Bang.
Young Sheldon.
I've never seen that.
That is supposed to be hilarious.
Madam Secretary.
Oh, that is good. I like Madam Secretary.
The Punisher.
See? They should renew The Good Wife. That's all I'm saying.
And Chloe Kohansky won The Voice, 23-year-old. Said sick all the time.
Mm.
It's sick, dude. It's totally sick.
They can't bring back The Good Wife because they have The Good Doctor now.
Right.
Actually, The Good Fight is on CBS
too.
Streaming.
You have The Good Nurse.
The Good Everything, right?
How about The Good Cafeteria Workers? This is an amazing story. Hospital cafeteria worker from Advocate Children's Hospital getting together an effort to donate thousands of dollars worth of toys. Thousands of dollars worth of toys for the kids of Puerto Rico. Let me go first to a woman who is fine with me calling her Miss Jessie. I can call you Miss Jessie, can't I?
Yes.
How are you, Jessie? Jessie Tenditi.
No, Tendite.
Ah! I was so close, Jessie. Miss Jessie, she's worked in the cafeteria at Advocate Trinity Hospital on the South Side since 2002. What do you do there in the cafeteria?
Oh, I serve food.
Yeah, all right. Well, first off, that's you know, it's great to meet you, period, but I just love your story. Hold on. Let me get your friend Melissa on here as well. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. How are you?
I am great. Melissa Cavanaugh is manager of Child Life Services at Advocate Children's Hospital. What does that job mean? What does it mean to be that manager?
Well, currently I am the manager of the Child Life Department, so that oversees both campuses of Advocate Children's Hospital. We have a campus in Oak Lawn, and we have a campus in Park Ridge. Excuse me. In our department, we have child life specialists. We have certified teachers who help children to bridge the gap between hospitalization and their schools. We also have board-certified music therapists and art therapists.
It's important stuff.
And all four of our departments work together to really help children and families cope with diagnosis and with hospitalization and with really everything that goes along with it, from the point where they get diagnosed, whether it's something that's chronic or it's something that's kind of acute, kind of short-term. It doesn't really matter. It can still really upset a family.
Right.
And their home life and everything that's going on.
Yeah, to take care of the child. Yeah, the full package of taking care of the child and the family and the extended family.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, well, all right. Now, Miss Jessie, you are an amazing woman.
Thank you.
Let me tell you about this. Miss Jessie saves money from her paycheck from the cafeteria to buy kids for or toys for kids every year. And you've been doing this for how long?
From 2009 to present.
Yeah, and what sort of money do you set aside on an annual basis?
I can't say what in the amount, but I just put, I think, enough that I would be able to buy the toys end of the year.
I've heard that it's as much as $5,000.
Yes, I put $5,000. It comes to $5,000, but my deductible is quite huge for every paycheck. So it total will be $5,000. That's correct, yes.
Yes, $5,000 of your own money. Toys R Us heard about this story. They kicked in another $5,000 gift card to get more toys, which means we got $10,000 worth of toys. And you want to remember the kids in Puerto Rico who are going to have a rough Christmas, right?
Yes, definitely yes.
All right, so what's the plan? Are all these toys going there? Because I know you also do toys locally as well.
Yeah, the toys locally, we did that yesterday. So we still have the toys for Puerto Rico, of which we are working with our partners to find a way how to get those toys to the children in Puerto Rico.
So, Melissa, what do we know? Is there anybody in logistics, any of the airlines, anybody volunteered to step up in this?
You know, that's not something that I have information on right now, but I do know that there are a lot of people looking into it.
All right, so we want to get the word out to everybody. You know, if you happen to be a big shot headed for your logistics job this morning, you know, maybe you've already done something kind for the people of Puerto Rico. What's the effort here is to take the kindness that's already gone at Advocate and the amazing efforts of Miss Jessie and pay it forward so we can get these toys to Puerto Rico for these kids. It's really, it's an amazing thing you've done here, Miss Jessie.
Thank you so much. Yes, it's special for the children. So that would be nice, you know, if people could step up and help to get those toys to the children before Christmas. And so that can bring joy to those kids and what they're going through, you know. So at least they have a toy to play with, and they have a time whereby they forget what is going through with them. So I really appreciate if some people could come out, yes.
This is such a wonderful effort on behalf of you, Miss Jessie. Melissa, I guess if people are hearing this, people are always wanting to help and step up. Can people either donate toys or money to next year's fund? How would people get involved? Because they're going to hear this story and want to help.
Yeah, thank you. People can donate to Advocate Children's Hospital at any time of the year. I know a lot of people think about donations around Christmas time, but we really could use them all year long, and whether it's an in-kind gift, you know, or a monetary gift. And there are two different places that people can go to. AdvocateChildrensHospital.com. It's our website. You can go there to find doctors, get health education information, things like that. But there's also a button to make a donation. And the other website that people can go to is advocategiving.org. So it's advocatechildrenshospital.com or advocategiving.org. And really, I have to say, you know, I've worked with Jessie for the last eight years now, and she's a remarkable, humble, incredibly sweet human being. And I watched firsthand yesterday the impact that she had on these families. You know, being in the hospital is tough on families, like I said, but especially during the holidays. And we had a whole bunch of children come into this general room that was really just set up like a toy store. And the kids came in and they got to pick out whatever they wanted. And then after the kids were done doing that, we went around and we actually found some parents who have been stuck in the hospital and they haven't had a chance to go out shopping. And so we invited them to come down. And so they got to pick out some nice gifts.
Wow.
It was really amazing. I mean, the amount of hugging, there were some tears shed, lots and lots of smiles. It was really fantastic. This time of year makes me so happy. And it's because of donors like Jessie that they really just have this selfless act and they want to give back to the world. They want to give back to children, and she's fantastic.
Miss Jessie, you're a special lady, and I know you're not getting rich there in the cafeteria, so the fact that you're kicking all this money in from your own paycheck is pretty amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, and by the way, this picture of you surrounded by toys, is that at your house or is that in an office? Where is this picture?
That's my house. It's my first floor. Actually, I used to rent it out. So when I started the toys, I decided to use it only just for the toys so that I have enough space for these toys.
I couldn't even find you in the picture. It's all toys. It's your teeny little head in the back.
Yeah, Santa Claus there, Miss Jessie behind the crates. It's unbelievable. And we're already getting texts from people that want to help. So, Melissa, give us those websites again.
AdvocateChildrensHospital.com, or they can go to AdvocateGiving.org.
All right. And again, what would really help is, and I know there's some people that have stepped up in this regard, and maybe the job's already done, but we don't know that until we know. So if there's anybody listening that's either connected to or involved in logistics who could help get these toys to Puerto Rico, what's the best thing to do? Jesse, who would they contact at Advocate?
At my job.
Or Melissa? I mean, do they call your office? I mean, who do they call?
Yeah, they can contact us, too.
Yeah. All right. So what number should they call?
So they can either contact through the Children's Hospital website. There is an email through donations that they can just put something on. But otherwise, they can give me a call. You can basically just give me a call at 708-684-4105.
And we will post that as well for people who are driving and can't make a note of it now. So proud of both of you. And Miss Jessie, you're amazing. Keep up the good work, and God bless you.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, and thank you, Melissa. Hold on. So there you go. That's one of the world's special people right there.
Taking money out of your own paycheck, and you're not making, $4 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
To save up to buy kids. I mean, and this picture's awesome of her surrounded by all the toys.
It's amazing, right? $5,000 of her own money.
Yeah.
She's working at the cafeteria at the hospital.
Right.
Right?
And delivering them herself, too, now.
Yeah, we got to get United or FedEx or somebody.
UPS, someone, yeah, absolutely.
Guy in a boat, whatever. Mm-hmm. Dave, why can't you get these toys there?
I would. I'd be glad to.
I'll help you.
Listen, learn, laugh. 720 WGN.